today on the KHSU Magazine, we'll be talking about Godwood Days. It's Humboldt County Spring Migration Bird Festival, and it's taking place April 19th through the 25th, offering field trips, boat tours, and workshops at various locations, and lectures, information booths, art shows, and more at the Arcata Community Center. Here to speak with us today is David Price. He's on the board of the Godwood Days Festival, and he's also a bird photographer himself. Thanks so much for being here today, David.
Thank you, Clea. It's lovely to be here.
Thanks. So tell us what Godwood Days is all about.
Well, Godwood Days is an annual birding-focused festival, along with year-round birding events. It offers some of the best birding on the West Coast and promotes environmental education and ecotourism in Humboldt County's rich ecosystems for the community and visitors to enjoy. And it's happening this week from Wednesday the 19th to the 25th.
Excellent. So so there's a registration for this event. What kind of experiences can people expect if they register for Godwood Days?
Well, Godwood Days is the perfect opportunity to see tens of thousands of shorebirds in migration, or a host of land birds, or visit the spotted owls in the redwoods, learn bird calls, photograph birds, or just get outdoors with others who love being there too. You can see over 100 birds on the big day trip and add to your life list. But we also offer field trips to see and learn about amphibians and reptiles, dragonflies, fish, and the native plants and ecosystems of our coastal region. There are also events that focus on local projects like the feeder watch at schools, new trail openings, a bio blitz scavenger hunt, and kayak trips. And of course, we have two renowned presenters and numerous government and non-government organizations as well. You can register at godwooddays.org.
Wonderful. Well, it's a fantastic annual event. I've been several times myself and have really enjoyed it. And for some folks who may not have been here very long, can you tell us what a godwit is, actually?
Yes. Marbled godwits are large shorebirds with long, slightly upturned bill. Quite striking birds, really. During Godwit Days, there are thousands in Humboldt Bay fattening up before they head off to their nesting grounds in the central U.S. and the Canadian prairies. They winter on the Pacific coast, and there's a distinct population, the smaller subspecies Beringiae, that winters predominantly at the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary and on Humboldt Bay. So they're pretty special here to us.
Yeah, I've actually learned how to identify a godwit from the beautiful posters and T-shirts that Godwit Days have printed up every year. I haven't seen Amy Granfield's her rendition for this year's Godwit Days, but I'm looking forward to it. So it's really helped me identify that bird. So why should people come down to the Arcata Community Center during the festival weekend? And what kind of things are going to be offered there?
There's lots happening. On Friday, the 21st, there's the opening reception with the food and a cash bar, craft vendors and agency non-profit information booths, an art show, silent auction, and opening lectures starting at 6:30 p.m. There'll be the Bird of the Year Awards, a talk by the California Native Plants Society North Coast chapter, and our featured speaker, Noah Stryker, who holds the 2015 Global Big Year record. He travelled over every continent in 2015 to see more than 6,000 bird species in one year.
Wow.
And on Saturday, the 22nd, the Student Bird Art and Writing Contest winners will receive awards at 10:30 a.m. Then the family nature crafts begin in the Arts and Crafts Room with Friends of the Arcata Marsh at 11. And the Humboldt Wildlife Care Center will have their Education Ambassador Birds of Prey in the gym from 11 to 2 p.m. You don't want to miss that. And vendors will be open 10 till 5. The banquet, catered by Uniquely Yours, will be at 5:30 p.m. in the dining room, and tickets can be purchased on our website. The silent auction closes at 6:30 p.m. And Saturday evening, the keynote lecture with Bridget Stutchbury begins at 7. Now, Bridget's research lab in York University in Canada pioneered the use of light-level geolocators to track individual songbirds to their wintering grounds and back. And on Sunday the 23rd, vendors will be open from 10 till 3. The live birds will be there from 11 till 2. And our keynote speakers, Noah Stryker and Bridget Stutchberry, will be running workshops. So throughout the weekend, the teen room of the lobby will be the registration room for people to check in, sign up for trips, and purchase Godwit Day's T-shirts featuring this year's poster art by Amy Granfield.
Yeah, wow. What an incredible lineup. You guys work so hard to put together just a, I don't know, I mean, I've never been to any other birding festival besides Godwit Day's, but it definitely seems like a world-class birding festival for sure.
It's one of the best, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. It's an honor then. There's so many events happening at the Arcata Community Center, but there's also chances for people to get out with tour guides and take a field trip. So what kind of field trips are going to be taking place? And are there somewhere people can come with their families and bring the kids along?
Oh, yes. There are several events that are designated as free community events, too, where there's no cost for registration. But sign-up is required so we don't overload our field trip leaders. So these free events include the Humboldt Bay National Wildlife Refuge, Landfair Dunes, Friends of the Arcata Marsh, the California Native Plant Society is doing a plant walk, Freshwater Farms Reserve, BioBlitz Scavenger Hunt, Dragonfly Workshop, Trinidad Head and Lighthouse, Patrick's Point State Park, and Humboldt Lagoon State Park. All of these are great for families. And there's also kids birding field trips on Saturday and Sunday, and they include binoculars, so you don't have to have them already. Most field trips are free for kids under 18. There's an art workshop for young artists wanting to learn the basics of drawing birds on Saturday at noon to 1, led by wildlife artist Gary Bloomfield. And on Friday, from 4 to 5, there's even an owl pellet dissection workshop for kids. So they can get up to their elbows in, well, you know.
What's an owl pellet?
An owl pellet is a piece of digested or partially digested food that owls regurgitate instead of passing through their system, and it usually has lots of little bones and maybe beetle shells in them, so you can tell what the owl has eaten. And so the kids can get in there with their fingers and pull them apart and have a lot of fun doing that. Wouldn't you like to do that, Claire?
I don't know if I'd want to get in there with my fingers, but I would be interested in observing, yes. So, speaking of binoculars, it's one thing I've sort of noticed at Godwit Days is there are some vendors there that are really targeting the birding community, and usually there's some high-powered binocular vendors there. What other kind of vendors are going to be at the community center this weekend?
Sure. With the optics, it's a good place to buy your binoculars or your scope. Check out what you need. And on the Friday night, we also have optics at the marsh where you can try some of these things out in the marsh in low light and see what will be best for your needs. We've also got several local wildlife artists, booksellers, a wooden bird carver and homemade textiles, plus local schools with the project Feed a Watch and non-profit organizations that promote birding, nature and wildlife conservation. And Redwood Region's Audubon Society are going to be offering lunch options.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it sounds like such a fun event. And thank you so much as one of the board members for putting it on. What's your main motivation for putting so much time into the Godwit Days?
Well, I can only speak personally, but for me, I just love getting out there and seeing the birds, maybe going to new places with the group, just seeing lots and lots of birds. And the second motivation is that you get to meet so many cool people. You know, 55% of the people come from out of the area, out of the county here. And we have friends who keep coming back. It's great to see them and to make new friends and go birding together.
Yeah, well, thanks for creating such a wonderful weekend. And so if people want more information, they go to godwitdays.org, correct?
That's right, godwitdays.org.
Thank you, David Price, board member of Godwit Days, birding photographer. We look forward to seeing what's in the skies and on the marsh and all that this weekend.
Thank you, Claire. It's a pleasure.